Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you hear me, Brother Lewis? No, that's not me coughing. No, I wasn't coughing, Brother Lewis. Can you hear me, Brother Lewis? I need to know, because that way I know if Dot, Jerry, and Sister Irene can hear me. Sister Dot, can you hear me? Wait a minute, she's going to tell me something. Okay, good, good. Thank you, Irene. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Dot. Thank you, Brother Louis. God bless you this morning. Listen, God bless you, Sister Jerry. I have had the worst time trying to set up a new system so that hopefully the sound won't go out. Well, I had it set up, but when I called in, you could hear me, but it was echoing and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So this morning, it come to me, Barbara, plug your microphone in, plug your speaker in, use the microphone inside the computer, and go on and do the show this morning, because this thing has tormented me almost, but I knew it was the Lord. I knew it was the Lord that I couldn't get in to do the show for almost a week. It wasn't anything wrong with me. You know, I was able-bodied, but I couldn't get in to do it. So this morning, it come to me to do this, and I did it, and I thank God for it. So the new system that I bought, Pastor David told me to buy, I bought it last November, but I didn't put it together until last Friday. You wouldn't believe how much trouble this thing has been, how much money was spent, and oh my goodness, but God is faithful. And so this morning we in, and I think we're going to be in every morning. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. We just got to keep trying. And see, the enemy don't like the fact of me coming to do this. I want y'all to know that firsthand. And will fight me every step that can be fought. But greater is he this morning that lives within me. He that lives within me than he that is in the world. For Sunday Fellowship this month will be over at Pastor Tonya Turner Church here in Jacksonville on them Turner. And when I tell you, I don't know what happened, how it happened, when it's going to happen, but things was just going all haywire. And then Monday, I was here at the house and, you know, just taking my time about things. And the phone rang, and my son called me to remind me about my daughter-in-law appreciation and birthday that the church is giving to her. She's the pastor, and he's the bishop over there. And so I had to pray and make some decisions right quick so I could be there. And I was asked to either preach or MC. So we got to see what is going on. So the Lord blessed me. Oh, it's for me to go, y'all. He blessed me last night to make a reservation. And so I got some things done. And I am happy this morning that God is yet on my side in spite of me, looking beyond my fault and yet meet my needs. I'm grateful unto him. I can't thank him enough for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. Great and mighty things. Busy, busy, busy is the word. And I really and truly was not feeling like it at all yesterday, but I had to go out, and I went out. Got to go out and get some sunshine and hang out and da-da-da-da-da. But when I tell you this, you just got to keep on keeping on. You got to, what is it, persevere? Is that the word? Am I using it right? You got to keep pushing and pushing and keep going. Because if you don't, the enemy want to stop you. Sometimes your own flesh want to stop you. Oh, yes, it does. But we keep right on going. Right on going in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it brought me to this. The message of this. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. For people who are new in this world, I'm going to say, they haven't been here very long. And even in the church, Christians, they say they are. Believers, they say they are. But even for these people, check this out. They don't know about the real reality of things. They don't know about real situations. They don't know when we had a president who everybody respected. Even if they didn't like him, if he was Democrat and they were Republican, they didn't like him, they didn't like, but they showed respect. Vice versa. If he was Republican and the person was Democrat, they didn't like his views, yet that was respect. But today, there is no such thing. That was a time when the police was respected. A lot of people call them cops. They were respected, not today. Teachers who taught schools, professors who taught college, they were respected. Doctors, attorneys, these were respectable positions. But today, the world has become wickeder and wiser. And not wiser as far as God goes, but wiser as far as man goes. He can make things now. God gave him the ability that he can create a spaceship. He can build a car from scratch. He can diagnose what's wrong with a car if it's not working properly. He can diagnose you with your illnesses. He's become wiser. But he really don't use this stuff basically to bless God. But this is it. We are in those times. Nothing is sacred anymore. See, it used to be a time when birthing children was a sacred time. Men didn't know everything about birthing children, only women and midwives. None of that is secret no more, sacred, Everybody know about it. A five-year-old can tell you about it today. And people think they're training their children to be wiser and to know more, but what you're doing, you're hurting your children. The heart of a child is full of folly. He loved to play. She loved to play. And if you don't get that playing out of them when they're children, they'll play when they're adults. And that's what's happening. Parents are not taking the time to train children. We said it over and over. Grandmothers still want to be teenagers because they was robbed of their childhood. So early they have grandchildren. They don't want to put the apron on and bake and cook for the child and teach the grandchild about the things that's in life. But they come out to teach. Life is about professional ways. Life is about looking good. Life is about it's your thing, you do what you want to do. That's not it. Too much TV, too much talking to the wrong people, and it messed a lot of people up and still messing people up today because no one really set them down and showed them where it's the ways of the world. In your older years, this won't help you because you won't look the same. I don't look like I did when I was 20. I'm far from when I was 28. I don't look like I did when I was 28, not today. I don't do what I could do when I was 28. I could run a marathon, I believe. Yeah, I could walk for miles and miles. I used to walk to work and back every day. I can't do that now. If I had a job, I can't even work on a job for that. I can't sit too long. I can't stand too long. Because one thing about this body is it's getting older and older. And according to my limbs and my bones and what I put in it and all of this, it affects it. So if we watch in the times today, you're going to get to see, even in you, you're going to get to see the difference. but we're watching the times to see what's going on so that we'll know what to pray for. In this hour, I'm praying for the minds of the saints, the believers, the Christians, the people of God. I'm praying for the minds, for a strong mind, that we are not tricked by what come along. Because there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. His word says to be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, you be holy because I'm holy. Holiness with God is the way, because he's a holy God. He's clean. You won't find no fault in him. You won't find no sin in him. And we should want to find sin in us. Therefore, we pray for deliverance for ourselves. Therefore, we pray that God put the right spirit in us daily. It's a daily thing to watch as well as pray. Pray without ceasing. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Because if we don't pray, if we don't talk to God, we're going to faint away. Because the world going to take over. And we'll start believing what these people say and what they're doing. I want to tell you this morning, I don't care what anyone else does. Listen to me. I don't care how high up they are. I don't care how much money they got. I don't care what position they hold. Let what they own, how much of it they own, God have the last word. Well, how do you know that, Barbara? The earth is his. The fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. He made heaven and earth. So he has the last word on everything that take place in these places. See, what we do, we get twisted up and caught up into what they say. Who is they? Anybody we think is smart. I want to tell you this morning, customer service has gone out the window. Talking about customer support. These are the linest people you ever want to see. They have these people that come in supposed to help you, and they want you to do the work. Yeah, talking about some customer service, some support. You mean more to what? The proof is, and people eat that up and don't see, the proof is there. And then what they do is they go along with it. Well, this is the way, though. I'm speaking up against it. I'm speaking out against it. I had a man that come here to hook this new system up. The soundboard and the microphone set, Pastor David. And he didn't know what he was doing. Do you hear what I'm telling you? He didn't know what go where. He did what he thought he should do. It didn't work. So he said he charged $100 an hour. So after a while, he said in about 45 minutes, he said, well, I have to go because I have to take my grandson to ball practice. You come over here knowing you had to go to ball practice. I thought it would only take 25 minutes, 30 minutes at the max. But what I can do is I can put this thing on your computer, and what you do when I get home after the ball practice, then I can work with you on trying to get this figured out. I didn't need nobody figuring it out. I needed somebody who knew how to put it out, who knew how to make it work. So I end up calling HP. And paying them $50. I ended up calling Walmart, premium support. Already had that with the computer. They couldn't figure it out. Who else I called? Microsoft. They just manned $100 and then he going to tell me about, I just have to let it go. But watch as well as pray. Now, I told him this. I said, listen, I think I should get at least half of my money back because you didn't complete the job. You didn't know what you was doing. You was trying to figure it out to make the money. You couldn't even figure it out. And so if you'll give me half of my money back, I'll be satisfied. Well, I had to burn gas to come over there. Then he told me, if I give you half of your money back, you're going to have to come way over here to get. I found him through a place called Angie's List. So I went to Angie's List and filed a complaint. Today, I'm going to the Better Business Bureau and file a complaint against his company because of this. This is not the way you do business. People don't have, I didn't have $100 to just throw to the wind. I really didn't. I had to hustle up the $100. You wouldn't believe I was counting pennies, change. So look what happened. I'm moving on. And the Lord showed me, you don't need all of that. HP said, buy another one because this one evidently is not working. He said everything was set up the way it was supposed to go, but this particular one I bought is not working. And it's from some company called Soomfone, S-O-O-M-F-O-N. And they are in China, and they didn't give any other instructions than what came in the little pamphlet in the box. So you couldn't get a hold of support because they only do support in China. They don't do it in the U.S. So today, again, I got to write Amazon and ask them, how is it that you letting these people sell their products, but they won't get, and Americans buying it, but they don't give Americans the instructions. So I need you to get with them and get this worked out because nothing is wrong with this system. It's brand new, in the box, has never been used. I paid over $100 for the system. And it's to make it work better so we don't go out in sound because something continues to make us go out in sound. And I'm trying to fix that so we never had that problem. I don't know if it's because Blog Talk changed something, but for years and years and years, Brother Louis, we never had sound to go out. Yeah. Listen, thank you, Brother Louis. He said this, that was the word that came to me early today. Luke 21 through 36, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. It even says, watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation. Today, temptation is so easy. Even with the eating, it's very tempting. I decided to stop eating out because of the temptation. I find myself getting a little of this from over here. No, you got to stop. And watch as well as pray. Some of this stuff, if you're not grounded and rooted in Jesus, it will scare you almost to death. Do you hear me? It will scare you really, really bad. You must watch as well as pray. Look at all of these things. I don't know if you heard about it or not, but there have been a lot of all kind of water things. Hurricane after hurricane building up. We got rid of one and it didn't do any damage to us, but it did damage in other places. And then here come one. While that one was going on, another one was coming. And while the one that was coming, another one eased up behind it. Yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, over at the St. Vincent Hospital, they said on the third floor, it collapsed of the parking garage. Watch as well as pray. It's one thing after another after another. One thing I want us to be praying for, too, is our military. Pray for every branch. Because with what's going on now, they need our prayers. Pray for mothers, pregnant mothers, mothers that's raising children, fathers that's raising children, fathers that expecting a baby. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for the leadership of this country. Because the way it looks, I'm not saying that it is. And it could be, but the way that it looks, we are no longer in charge of America. Our American leadership is no longer in charge because they owe so many bills. Where have the money gone? Now, I know we did the whatever kind of money they was, they gave away to every American when COVID hit. I know about that. But by now, a couple of years later, they should have recovered because everything went up. Okay, Pastor David, I call Geek Squad and I will call them back today. But look, everything went up, looked like it tripled, and now it has went up another triple. Taxes, everything has gone up. What I used to pay $3 for at a Walmart store, I'm paying $9 for it now. That means the tax is more on the dollar. So where has the money gone? Where is the money going? And when you take this American money and send it to a whole nother country that really don't do a whole lot for America, what you think? Where that money going to recoup from? You think they sending it back once they get on their feet? And it may take them years and years to get on their feet if they decide to pay us back. Something in the milk is not clean. Watch as well as pray. I bind up anything that's not like Jesus taking over America. Yeah. Listen, Brother Lewis said the government is giving billions to Ukraine and just sent another $6 billion to Iran. I think in this situation, America is in debt. Mind your business. You're worried about the wrong thing. Pay America's bills. Stay in your lane. Iran don't even like us. The Ukraine really didn't care for us. Who is it that give the authority to support these people? Whoever it is, get rid of them because they're not for America. I know Mr. Trump had a lot of problems. I know it. He's human. He's like any other person. But one thing I believe Mr. Trump know what home is and how to take care of home. Sometimes it get a little rough in your house, but I think Mr. Trump know how to pay his bills. And if something break down his plumbing system, he know how to get a plumber over there to fix it. So I'm thinking this go round in 24, I'm thinking people are going to start voting for Mr. Trump. The ones who was naysayers, they are going to start to vote for this man. I heard some people say when he was in there, he put money in your pocket. But the president we have now is taking the money out your pocket and sending it somewhere else instead of taking care of its own, which is us, the American people. But we got to watch as well as pray. You see something that shouldn't be prayed, tell God about it. And the more of us tell him about it, the more he can do. He can change things around. Who was it, Brother Lewis? Hezekiah? What did David so long to live? Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and began to pray. God gave him a longer life. I know if we begin to pray on one accord that God changed and turned America completely back to him, he can do it. Those who don't want to go back to him, they'll leave. And whatever they were doing to support the country, God will raise somebody else up to do it better. But it starts with us believing and praying and training our children. childish foolishness and wanting to become what you see. Everything is about a dollar bill. I see people straight up suffering mentally and physically. Their physical health is failing them because they're so worried over money. Y'all don't understand. I've never seen women who hold on to a raggedy man and he just draining them and dragging them down the street like a rag doll. And they can't turn it loose. They can't let it go. I've never seen so many women take care of men. I'm not talking about the man was out there doing his thing and COVID come and things changed. Now he got to start over somewhat from scratch. That's not what I'm talking about. Pastor David, I'm not talking about you rough, rugged, and real. No, sir. No, sir. A man who took care of his family. I called his wife and said one day, I said, that's a shopaholic right there. I wonder if Pastor David knows she's a shopaholic. But he was providing and she could shop. And she called herself going to work. He told her, no fool with that. You ain't got to worry about all of that. I take care of my family. I take care of my house. I'm taking care of you. But she had to squeeze in there and get her a little something to do. He didn't say nothing. He let her went on, go on, do your thing. Okay. When situations happen and we have to step in, that wasn't a serious time for her. That was what she wanted to do, y'all. When the serious time comes, she stepped up to help her husband. And nothing in the world was wrong with that because you know what? He had taken care of her so many years when he was in place. COVID hit and knocked a lot of thoroughbred men off their feet. Yeah. Some companies didn't go back. And if they went back, they didn't go back with the same amount of employees. But yet God is a provider. He made ways where you see no ways. But we got to trust him. We got to believe in him. Another thing we got to do is this. Watch. Tell God what you want. Pray. Watch and pray. Yeah. Okay, I got you, Sion. I got you. Yeah, we got to watch as well as pray. I believe it was Abraham over there in that book of Genesis. Is there anything too hard for God? That's what was asked. We can't play church. We can't play with God. This is a serious hour. You can wake up in the morning and somebody else running the country that don't even speak the language. Do you hear me? Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. If you're not watching, how do you know what to pray for? I trust God to show me. He's going to bring it up some way, somehow. Now, I'm riding yesterday, and Sister Jerry was with me, and we ride. And Nikki called me, and we all three laughing and talking. I'm driving, Jerry riding, Nikki driving herself back from a hair appointment. And she said, oh, Mama, oh, my goodness, Mom. And I'm like, what's going on? She said, the parking garage over at St. Vincent on Riverside just there. Jerry said, Riverside? She said, yeah, over on Riverside on the third floor. Jerry, her phone started going off. Just like that. We went to bed one night COVID-free, corona-free. Woke up the next day, they were saying about corona. They were showing us millions and millions of people. They were throwing bodies on trucks. They didn't even have enough room to bury the folks. Hospitals running over. Went to bed tonight, no COVID. Woke up the next door, corona. We can go to bed tonight and wake up to, it's no telling what, in the morning. It don't have to be in the morning. It could be within the next few minutes. So we watching and praying. I don't want to scare nobody. It's not time to be scared. It's time to pray and believe God not only hear your prayer, but he's going to answer. And he's going to take good care of you. See, he tells us to do some things, but look, let me show you something. He made the heavens and the earth. He made man to be able to eat, to sleep, to drink, hear, talk, move, all of this. He can take care of any COVID situation, anything that's coming our way, he can take care of it. But he needs to know that you want him to do it and not you want to do it for yourself, because you can. Hallelujah. And look, Brother Lewis said, my kids got COVID last month, even though they are vaccinated. See, I didn't vaccinate. You ain't put nothing in me. I don't know nothing about it. And you made the foolishness too quick. And people was begging for stuff because they wanted to get back out here and act a donkey and do what they wanted to do. Nika's daughter-in-law, she got COVID. Yeah. A bunch of people I know, family members, had it. My niece had it. Her mama got it. Oh, no. Because, see, people don't want to sit down. And they can't spend time with themselves. Yeah, they can't spend time with. If they turn these cell phones off and laptops and things, people lose their mind. Because they can't spend time with them. They don't know how. Because they done took on so much of this wise, wicked, and wiser stuff of the world. It's pitiful. When do we stop and pray? When do we give God full time? Not many of us have to work. We work. But you can pray and work. Keep a good prayer life at home to strengthen yourself. Keep a good Bible study life at home to strengthen your spiritual man. Because if you don't feed him, he's going to get weak and hungry and fall by the wayside. I got on my list, pray and read your Bible. That's on the to-do list every day. God is faithful to us. And if we're going to stay with him, we must be faithful unto him. It's him that's going to give us a crown of life that will never fade away. Strengthen your immune system. Eat good food. Cut as much of the junk food out as possible. Cook at home as often as possible. Not only does it save you money, but it may save your life. Hallelujah. Restaurants closing, say they can't afford the food. It's too expensive. All kind of stuff. Yeah. Pray for the leadership. Ask God if this leadership is not for him to remove it, if it be his will. But I thank God allowed some things to show people. Y'all running behind man. I'm the one with the solution. I'm the one with all the answers. I'm the one who can provide. I can stop things. I can start things. Because the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Everything and everybody, including that devil, God have control over. Hallelujah. So we thank him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer and our morning scripture. I thank you for that scripture, Brother Lewis. And we're coming back to talk about watch as well as pray. And today you may have something you would like to say concerning the things that you see. Look, Apple Watch. Look at this. Apple phones, iPhones. As soon as you get one, you don't have it a year good, and here come another. And we just keep buying them because a lot of us, we just like what it does. But you know what I'm learning? Hold on to that Apple iPhone you bought, Barbara, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Hold on to it. Don't be so quick to switch a $1,000 phone. Nah, I'm not going to switch no doubt. It's going to give me over $1,000 worth of service. I'm black. That's my excuse. That's my excuse. But listen, if I want a new iPhone, God going to supply it. But I don't want to be wasted. I can't stand to throw food away, nothing away. God bless me. And I don't want to use it till I can't use it and somebody else can't get no use out of it. Because if I'm getting something new, then the old, I can pass it on to somebody else. And I always selling, you know, selling it. Give it. God loves that you forgive. Hallelujah. So we thank him this morning. I'm going to this next psalm, and when we come back, we're coming back with our morning prayer. And that's another thing. I'm looking at old psalms and come out of this new wave, new age stuff, because I know spirits leap and jump. You hear? Yeah.
A gospel journey.
Trouble sometimes are here, filling in hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear. Now is that stay. Humbling your heart to God, saves from the chastening rod. Seek the way pilgrims trod, Christians away. Troubles will soon be o'er, happy forevermore, when we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye, homeward we then shall fly, glory to share.
Radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that one right there. Jesus is coming soon. And this is the Oakwoods boys. I go way back sometimes. I know people don't understand, but I go back when they respected the gospel, when they respected gospel music. When people had a voice and they wasn't doing all them runs and all this old stuff they doing now to call themselves Move the People. Yeah. And so I thank God for good gospel music this morning, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to look at the scripture that Brother Lewis has shared. Wonderful, wonderful, Brother Lewis. Luke 21 and verse 36. Yeah. So we're going to go there. And move right along. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, thanking you, Father, for another day. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you that you're on our side today, in spite of us. Lord, we thank you for another chance, another opportunity to get it right with you this morning. We know that, Lord, many have gone on and some didn't get the chance. But God, you yet allowed us another day, and we're thankful unto you. We come this morning before you asking for forgiveness of all our sins and wrongdoings, wrong thoughts, wrong speakings, and wrong feelings. And Father, though our sins be as scarlet this morning, we ask that you will wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. Give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for not having to be, but simply ask. And Father, not only you hear, but you answer. Forgive us this morning, and we thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for putting our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them again. We're grateful unto you this morning. Father, we appreciate you, and we love you this day. We come this morning because, Father, we need deliverance. We need deliverance from the things of this old world. We need deliverance from our flesh this morning. And God, we know that you're the only one who can totally deliver us from it all. Do it for us this morning in the name of Jesus. And Father, we want to watch as well as pray. We want to increase our prayer life. We want to increase our Bible study life. We want to increase obeying your word. We want to increase applying your word to our everyday life. Do it for us, Lord. We want to be serious with you. Lord, we want to be totally honest. We want to have our heart only open, wide open unto you. Because, Father, you can fix it. And we give our minds to you this morning. The Lord, you would regulate our minds, fix our hearts. Again, regulate our minds in you, in the name of Jesus. Give us a hunger and a thirst after you and the things of you. Give us a hunger and a thirst to obey you. A hunger and a thirst again to apply your word to our everyday life and to apply prayer. We want to pray without ceasing unto you. We want to communicate with you daily, all day, as often as possible. But Father, you're for us, and we want to be for you. You're faithful unto us, and we want to be faithful unto you. Not just because of the crown of life that will never fade away, but God, we just want to be faithful unto you because you're worthy. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Father, we come this morning bringing every caller and every listener, asking that you would bless every household represented here. Bless every family member, every friend near and far. Move by your spirit for families today, O God, in the name of Jesus. And give them an ear to hear what that saved family member, what that believing family member, that godly family member is trying to express to them. Father, as they lifting you up in witnessing, draw family members unto you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. We know that you're coming back. And Father, you're coming back for your church, the church without spot or wrinkle. We thank you this morning for getting the spots and wrinkles out of us. That, Father, you fixed our hearts and you regulated our mind in you. That, Father, we are beginning to think on you and the things of you and head in the complete right direction as you lead and guide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. And, Father, we come this morning asking that you would touch and heal those that are sick. Lord, move by your spirit. Lord, I ask today that every illness that's under the sun that your people may have been diagnosed with, Father, remove it today. Remove the very root of it. What caused it? Remove it today in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able. Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. With you, all things are possible. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. There's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Father, it's you that healed all manner of sickness and disease. Do it today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We know that man said that if a foot is cut off, it can't come back. But with you, it's possible. Father, if a tongue is cut out, they say that you can no longer talk. But with you, it's possible. Touch and heal your people today. Lord, make us over in the name of Jesus. Physically and spiritually, make us over. And God will come out with a heart and a mind after you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless those that are incarcerated. Give clarity, wisdom, and understanding to the brethren today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask this morning that God, you would bless widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people everywhere. Father, bless our military, every branch, every administrator of our military. Move by your spirit, by touch and heal their hearts and minds. Lead and guide them in the right direction for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. Bless Israel and Jerusalem. Prosper Jerusalem today in the name of Jesus. Bless all our brothers and sisters overseas, O God. Stir up the gift in them. Fix their hearts and regulate their minds. Touch and heal their bodies, those that are sick today, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, God, and there's nothing too hard. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. Father, we ask that you would bless preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Those that are teaching the truth, strengthen them and bless their families. In the name of Jesus, whatever they set their hands to do, God, I ask that you move quickly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask this morning, Father, that you will continue to bless America. And we come this morning, God, asking that whatever shouldn't be in our leadership, that, Father, you would remove it. You will remove it for your sake. And Lord, we want someone who will lead and guide us back to you 100%. It may be a new person, God. We don't know. But you know what's best for this country and for these, your people. Us, oh God, Americans. We ask this morning that you would move in a mighty way in the leadership of this country. And Father, only you can straighten it out. Change hearts and minds. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit in the leadership, casting it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. And Father, we ask that you would rebuke anything that's not of you in our leadership and that you would cast it out in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Bless this segment of Jesus in the morning. Move by your spirit here today. Feed us until we want no more, Father. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Again, amen and hallelujah unto you. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we give you glory, hallelujah. We give you the honor, Father, and we give you the praise. For there's none like you. We can search all over. We still won't find nobody greater than you. Your almighty God, Jehovah, that have all power. We reverence you this morning. We lift you up this morning. Oh, we give you glory and honor. We worship you this day, spirit and in truth. And Father, we thank you right now for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and Father, what you're going to do. Great and mighty things for us, your people. We thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Oh, we're grateful. Unto him, there's none like him. Yeah. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater. And I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah. So look, we're looking at Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. Ooh. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. 37 says, and in the daytime he was teaching in the temple. Wait a minute, y'all. I touched something. Y'all know this mouse is sharp and quick. And in the daytime he was teaching in the temple, and at night he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple to hear him. Listen. Jesus taught a valuable lesson. Valuable lesson. He says, watch and pray. Hey, you, watch and pray always that we may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Look, there are some things coming our way. Famine may come. I believe it's coming. Famine, another sickness, another strand of COVID, one worse than the first, and some other stuff added to it's just ugly. But listen, I believe God. I believe his word. I believe there is nothing too hard for him to do. Nothing. But it all starts with faith. It all starts with trusting God. And I'm not looking for negative things. I'm not looking for the worst. But I know it's coming. And teach me, Lord, how to prepare for what's coming. But help me to watch and pray. And believe not only you hear my prayers, but Father, you're going to answer. I stopped watching the news a while back, way back. I couldn't take no more negativity, because that's not news what they're reporting. In my book, they're reporting horror movies. That's what every now and then you get a little news, but for the most part, they're reporting horror stories. Every horrible thing that they can find, they're reporting. Certain things they don't tell you. Yeah. If it benefits them, not telling you, you will know. But if they think it benefits them by telling you, they're going to steal the beans. The devil is the prince of the air. Television, radio, all of these type things, internet. God gave them control to a certain degree. But we watch as well as pray. What I've done with Facebook is I promote the show. It's a rare occasion that you see me on there really chatting or really with my family and friends. When I post something, it's of soundness. Every now and then you see me post something funny. But for the main reason, for the main thing, I post was sound. He gave us power. He gave us love and a sound mind. So I shouldn't be on there putting things that's against God and things that make fun of him, because it's serious business. A lot of people want to be witty and this and that in this life. I believe they call it some things political correct. All this foolishness. All of this is passing away. You're going to wake up one day, all of this is going to be gone. He's coming back. He's bringing down a new heaven and a new earth. This won't remain. Now, if you think I'm playing, go back and take a look in the day of Noah. It had never rained before, and he told Noah to go tell the people it was going to rain. Nobody paid it no attention. Rain, it's never rained. It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. One day the water started falling and didn't stop until everybody was drowned. Because you didn't believe it was going to rain. Today, a lot of people don't believe Jesus is coming back, but he is. A lot of people don't believe that he's the son of the true and living God, but he is. A lot of people don't believe he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but he is. A lot of people don't believe he's the Word. Still, they don't believe. They barely, scarcely using the name Jesus today. On the job, people whispering. They can't talk about their Lord and Savior. If every blood-washed believing Christian had faith and walked off and said, y'all can have it, we're going out to have revival and we're going to stay out there and pray until manna falls from heaven for us to eat. We're willing to give up these houses and things. Give us Jesus. When I tell you it'll be a revival in the land like you never saw, people leave their hometowns and come. Just like they did with the apostles. They came and laid it at the apostles' feet so that everybody could have what they needed. But we won't do that. We're too scared of losing. I work too hard to pay for my house. I got news for you. It's not your house. If it was your house, you wouldn't have to keep paying taxes on what you already paid for. You paid it off. You had a mortgage for 30 years, 20 years. You paid it off. But if you don't pay them taxes, they still can come in and take your house. Too afraid to give up that. Oh no, I can't give up my car. I got a Benz. I got a BMW. I can't give it up. Girl, I worked hard to get this car. I fought tooth and nail to keep my credit straight where I could get. And that's the problem. We doing too much. Everything I got, God gave it to me. And I can let it go and go pray. I can let it go and go hang out with the saints. Sell what I can and bring the money, lay it at their feet so everybody can eat. Everybody can have a sleeping bag, a blanket. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we won't do it. Because we want to watch and pray from our tower. We want to watch and pray from the window. But if we turn it loose and give it to God and go on out there, all of us get together and have revival in the land. It'll shake the leadership of this country. God know how to shake it and put them on the right track. And instead of war, constantly try and have peace so that these other people don't lose their people. Family members, mothers don't lose sons, fathers don't lose sons and daughters. Children can go to school in peace, not worry about the school being bombed. But when you got evil leadership, you got to consider these things. But prayer will fix it every time. We want to watch as well as pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch as well as pray. There's nothing too hard for God. And we're going back to just that one passage of scripture. Luke 21 and 36. Watch ye therefore and pray always. It didn't say so. sometimes that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. God is faithful. He is faithful, and we thank him for his faithfulness. It's getting ready to clown over here. You can see it outside. It's almost dark. For the past two evenings, it has clowned up a storm. Rain and lightning, thunder, all of this. Yeah. Got two out there. One is a category, I think it turned to a category 3. And one right behind it. Two just sitting out there. Yeah, that is just me. Lee is a category 3. And I think they said it turned up towards Maine. Margot is a category 1. But it is just slowly building. It took Lee a while to get up, but it's up and running to a 3. All kind of water, bad water events happening everywhere. Parts of Hawaii just burned up. We can't leave God out. And I definitely don't want to leave him out my home, out my car, and especially out of me. I need him. But without him, I can't do nothing. I need him. Yeah. I can't do nothing without him. It's impossible. When I went back up and I looked at Luke chapter 21 at the first verse, it said, and he looked up and saw the rich men casting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in their 2 mites. Let's say that's 2 pennies. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. See, because the way we're looking at the world today, and we've been looking at it, when people got a lot, oh, they respect it. They drive the big car, the luxury car. They live in the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. They got the Apple watches and these other expensive watches. All this different stuff. And people look up to them, even Christians, so-called believers. They look up to rich folks. But it reminds me of this. When the rich man came to Jesus and asked him what would it take for him to follow him and to be with him and all it is, he told him, go sell that stuff you got and come follow me. He went away real sad because he had much riches. I'm a living witness that money, lots of it, carries spirits. It brings spirits. It don't carry it. It brings spirits. We don't care if the money came off a dead man. We don't care who it came off as long as we get some. God loves a cheerful giver. And he don't want just your money. He make ways and open doors for you to get money. He don't want it back. But what he wants is your time and your service. The harvest is plenteous, but the labor's a few. Time has wound up. It's time to be one of the greatest witness that you can be. It's time to go back and tell your children about God, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Now, a lot of them don't want to hear it because they're going to raise them the way they want to raise them. Ooh-wee, it's pitiful today. So he saw, and he saw also a certain poor widow casting into a desert 2 mites, and he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast in unto the offering of God. But she of her penury has cast in all the living that she had. She gave all she had. She didn't have but 2 pennies, let's say. And she gave that because she was given unto God. I give him my all. Why? He gave me his and more. He gave me his only begotten son. He let him suffer for me, die, rose again, conquered all for me. And as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as of these things which ye beheld, the days will come in the which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. This stuff is not going to last, y'all. Things are not going to remain the same. Change is coming. And they ask him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore unto them. You're going to hear a lot of foolishness. We done heard some of it already. We done heard people say he was coming back on the 21st. Jesus was coming. Anybody ever heard that before? We done heard all these kind of things. But he's telling us, don't be deceived. And if we get to know him now, you won't be deceived. If we get to feed our spirit man with spiritual food, prayer, and the scriptures, we won't be deceived. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotion, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. It's not over with yet. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. Do y'all hear me? And that's 11 earthquakes, I think it was, just like that. Bam, bam, bam. He said, don't be terrified. Don't be fearful. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. But these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then he said unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogue and into prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it should turn to you for a testimony. Hallelujah. Settle it, therefore, in your heart, not to meditate before what you shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversities shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some of you shall be called to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not be an hair of your head perish. And your patience possess ye your souls. And when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter therein too. But these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own self that summer is nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come past, know ye that the kingdom of God is now at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness. Surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unaware. And getting high and getting drunk and all of this, let that go. How I look, and I'm the stylist, and you know, I got it going. Be careful. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Yeah. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that should come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Look, you're going to be able to withstand the wars and rumors of wars, the distress, the perplexity. You're going to be able to outstand all of these things that he talked about. Fear, you won't be fearful. Earthquakes and pestilence and famines and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. You will be able to withstand all of this. Folks telling on you and some of us being put to death and you'll come out. God is able. But we must watch as well as pray, that we fall also not into temptation. Yeah. And it will be all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank him this morning that he's got all power. He's got the last word in whatever is being said. Nobody can take that away. Yeah. He's got the last word over what is being said. Hallelujah. I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah. That he can be for me and take care of me. Yeah. God is faithful unto us. Look, it's just telling some stuff of what we need. And I want to make sure, Brother Lord, I keep on top of this one. Yeah. Luke 21, and that verse I'm going to look at is 36, but from 1 to the chapter end, I want to be on top of it, yeah, because God is faithful, yeah, and he wants us to be faithful unto him. And I had to come this morning, and I tried to be should I, shouldn't I, when I know that anything I was in here doing what I was supposed to do. Yeah. Because the enemy wants you to stop, and he likes to keep you busy. And my mind was on trying to get this board right and this, that, and the other. And then I said, well, if I got a new board, who going to put this microphone part up? Well, the handle is already up. All I have to do is stick the microphone in. See, God have a plan and a purpose. But we so busy trying to fix it ourselves, and we can't do it. Yeah, without him, we can do nothing. And it's like just banging our head against the wall. Because you can't figure it out, you can't work it out, you can't bring it out. You just got to let God be God. And many times, we just messing up. That's all. I'm guilty. Yeah, I'm guilty as anyone else. Because I've tried to figure it out. I tried to work it out. And the Lord had to show me, you're not doing none of that. I said, no. See, because again, many times we're conforming to the ways of the world because we don't know that we're conforming to the ways of the world. That's why it takes prayer and watching so that we can transform by allowing God to give us a new mind every time. I need a transformation daily. I don't know about nobody else. I need God to transform my mind daily that I won't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by him. Oh, what a renewing of my mind. He's given me a new mind, and I'm thankful unto him. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. Only he can. I need him to show me the way. Yeah, show me the way, Lord Jesus. And give me the strength and teach me how to apply your word to my everyday life. How to apply prayer to my everyday life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's able to do it. He'll do it for us if we want it, but we have to want it. And if you want it bad enough, you're going to get it done. I learned that over the years. Anything I really, really wanted, if I wanted it bad enough, as we say, or I would find a way. Whether it was whatever. Learning how to put this together, learning how to put that. I found a way, do you hear me? Because that's how bad I wanted. Whatever it took to do, it might have took 10 days for me to figure it out, but I was willing to read for 10 days until I figured it out. And we should do the same thing with God. Whatever it takes to stay with him. Whatever it takes to walk upright before him daily, that's what we should be doing. I love him today. I can't leave him. I'm knowing he won't leave me, but I can't leave him because I need him. The songwriter wrote the song that says, I constantly thank you, and you constantly bless me. Hallelujah. We ought to keep a thank you going to Almighty God. Not only that, a deliverance, a prayer of deliverance for ourselves. God, deliver me from what I shouldn't be a part of. Lord, deliver me. And God is faithful. He will show you. Do you? Yesterday, he was just showing me. Just straight up showing me. Lord, help me. Yeah. Lord, deliver me. Should be our daily prayer as well. Yeah. Lord, deliver me. Because if you deliver me, I'll be able to do what's pleasing and acceptable unto you. And this is what I want to do, Father. I want to do that which is pleasing, the things that you're pleased with, and the things that you can accept. because I found out he just don't accept any and every old thing. Now, coming to him, you can come any kind of way you want. But once you come to him, he's going to begin to teach you. He'll send you for teachings. Yeah. And you're able to walk according to his word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you this morning, Father. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. There's none like you. And we need you this day to lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. We need you this day to have a prayer life and a Bible study life. Remind us to pray without ceasing. Pray and not faint. Watch, oh God. Watch that we fall not into temptation, but that we'll be able to withstand all these things coming our way, and that God will be able to stand blameless before you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. And Father, I ask this morning that you would cover your people. Put a covering over them like never before. Let your blood of your son cover them, the blood of Jesus. And we know that the blood of Jesus is against the enemy. So Father, every time the enemy comes these your people way, let your blood prevail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone who have something they would like to say, or maybe you want to share what you know has become wickeder and wiser in this old world, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning and share with us. Yeah, it's okay today in Jesus' name. We're going to this one.
For most actions, there normally is a reaction that follows. And Lord, right now, we come with an attitude of gratitude, thanking you for your actions, praising you for your ways, because you are God. We find ourselves constantly thanking you, because you're constantly blessing us. And because we have an attitude of gratitude, we can't help but to react to your actions. That's why we stop once again, Lord, as humble as we know how to, constantly, constantly, constantly thank you. Thank you.
constantly bless me. I constantly thank you for blessing me. You made a way for me. A way that I could not see. Oh, that's why I say thank you.
Constantly blesses me. I'm grateful unto him. I appreciate him today, and I love him. Hallelujah. There's none like him. No one has ever treated me the way that Almighty God does. No one, even my parents. And I know they love me, but they were never able to treat me like him. And I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Can't thank you enough for all you have done for me. Thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for looking beyond my faults and yet blessing me, meeting my needs, always there for me and with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I thank you this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. There's none like him. I'm telling you today. And if we can just give it all to him, forget about ourselves, walk upright before him. Forget what we want and seek him to find out what he wants, what he wants us to do for him. Lord, what is it? What is it, Father? Strengthen me so that I can get your will done in my life. I can get the work done. Yeah, because he's coming back. He's coming back. Listen, he's coming back. And we don't want him to come back and our work is undone. Some of us, we've been sitting down for years riding the wave. We had that form of godliness denying the power thereof. But we woke up and now we have him. We have him and he have us now. And so we want to get up from sitting down. And we don't want to do things our way, talking about what we're talking about. We want to let his will be done in our lives. This morning, the Lord saw I was determined to do this. He made a way. Oh, hear me well. Hear me well. He made a way. Hallelujah. So that I could get this done. I want to talk of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. Hallelujah. There's none like him. None like him. Amen. A watchman must watch what's happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank him. Listen, I heard a little rumbling and thing is getting ready to kind of do a little bad weather. It looked like it cleared up outside a little bit. But around, I think they told me, was it 8:51? The channel said by 8:45 it ought to be pouring down rain and thundering and lightning and carrying on. But we're moving on in Jesus. So the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. We'll go to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we'll just see how the Lord moves. And if he happens to close it out, we'll close it out.
Nobody greater than you. searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body greater, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater.
Nobody greater.
Party greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody like you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Mr. Vashawn Mitchell himself this morning, and we thank God for good gospel music, and if no one have nothing to say, I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, and Friday morning, I will be gone, and we just pray that the Lord will be done. That's all we can ask. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your warning. Warning comes before destruction. And Father, your word says watch as well as pray. And we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you. We need you to strengthen us. We need you to lead and guide us in the right path, Father. We need you to deliver us from all evil. Anything that's not of you, Father, we want to be delivered from it. And God, strengthen us that we fight to get delivered. Or we resist the enemy. We resist this flesh. Father, we teach this flesh how to die in the name of Jesus so that you can live in us. And Father, as we depart this morning, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you this morning, Father. And Lord, those that stand in the need of finances, Lord, move today in a mighty way for them. Bless them to pay their bills, oh God. Bless them that they have a few dollars left in their pockets even. Lord, we know that money answers all things. And God, the love of it is the root of the evil, all evil. But God, we don't love it. We need it to do what we needed to do, to bless others, to pay bills so we owe no man. God, do it for us in the name of Jesus. We ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you this morning. Hallelujah. This Wednesday, all day, September the 13th, 2023, and all night in Jesus' name. So hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we're going to our last song of the morning. And after this song, I won't be coming back today. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one.
To Canaan land, I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. No, there will be no
Okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you where you should be.
Yes, yeah, so if I need to come by the other day, I need some help between today and tomorrow.
Okay.
I need some help.
Okay, well, are you busy right now?
I just got to watch and go meet the guard and get my notebook here.
Okay, because as soon as you get 2 minutes, I'm going to need you to call me and we'll get it done. Because, matter of fact, if you got just 2 minutes, I'm going to show you how the EIN acts.